Then we move on to rate regulation. Jane?
Hey, thank you, Hans. Good morning, everybody. Purpose of this session is just to give a very brief update, that a reminder that throughout 2008, the board has made some quite significant decisions on the rate-regulated activities project, and we had originally intended, as indicated in the cover note for the December board meeting, to provide a summary of the model based on all of those tentative decisions. But in light of the discussions and the mixed views in the December meeting, we're now aiming to bring that summary description of the model probably to the March meeting rather than to this meeting, to make sure that we get a clearer picture of the interaction of those decisions and discussions that we've had. But, so just to let you know, we've changed the timetable published in the December paper. Any questions or comments?
Jane, I was wondering if you've had any feedback from stakeholders. I know before 2018 you consulted quite a lot with different bodies, but now we've been making quite a few tentative decisions through 2018. So I was wondering if you could tell us if you've had any feedback indicating that people are happy with the direction we're taking. I know you've got a group in there who are not really particularly interested in the project, so I'll assume that they've been silent, and you can tell me if that's not the case. But in terms of the group who are actively interested in our decisions and in the project, have you had any feedback from them about how those tentative decisions are looking to them?
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously done this on sort of informal outreach rather than significant outreach events as we've been developing. And I think the general feeling is that we're moving in the right direction, and that a lot of people are quite happy with the way that things are moving. But some of the more detailed discussions and decisions, particularly at the back end of last year, the November and December meetings, there's some concern that that may create complexity and some accounting mismatches that would be very difficult to explain and understand. So that's one of the reasons we want to try and take this extra time to try and understand where those different views are coming from and see what it is that's triggering some of these differences of opinion. I think one or two of them, it's been the communication that there's been perhaps misunderstanding, because it's very difficult to describe some of these things. Others, it is quite different views, but we're trying to talk to individual board members to assess where they are in the decision-making process and their understanding of what we're doing, to come back with a model that helps to describe what it is that we're trying to do. And that may mean revisiting some of the, particularly the very mixed decisions that we've had that were very close, and perhaps we need to just provide a little bit more clarity and detail around those. And those particularly the ones where the feedback we've had of where the concerns are as to how operational, how practical some of these issues are.
And Jane, just to clarify, despite the change in the timing, our expectation still is that the due process document would still be out in half two of this year?
Hoping, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Jane.